morning, Lubbock's First News. It's Tom and Laura, along with Julie Gerstenberger, the social phantom, who is a fundraiser at South Plains College.
We're only saying that because we've only spoken to you by phone.
A gazillion times.
Yes, it has been frequent.
A face-to-face interview.
Yes.
So this is very nice. Actually, we did meet at a Levelland Lubbock Cooper football game.
That's absolutely right. I do believe Cooper trounced us, but we were just happy to be at Larry Field.
Yeah.
A beautiful setting. So this was the right day. The sun was rising. It was clear. I had a wonderful commute all the way from Levelland.
You woke up on the right side of the dirt today.
Right.
Hey, before we get started on the South Plains College golf tournament that we're talking about, it's going to be at the Lubbock Country Club. We were talking to the Sewer Squad people yesterday, the Global DI people, and now your kid is like in Global DI from the Levelland team.
He is indeed. In fact, I think Levelland has three teams who have advanced to Globals.
Nice.
Thank you.
Hey, now your child is not leaving from here, but the band is in New York.
Levelland High School Band. What are they doing in New York?
They take a biannual trip. So every other year they take a trip. They ended up in New York City this year. And so that he can do both events, the LISD and school board were kind enough to help get him from New York to Tennessee via air instead of, the old bus rides.
Nice.
Right.
Thank you.
Well,
it's an exciting time for old Caleb.
All right. Julie, you're the kind of like the fundraising Kong at South Plains College.
Yes.
And, but before we talk about that, the golf tournament, tell me about this. You brought a book in here. Is this new? Is this just out?
It is not new. It is Dreams Precede Realities. It chronicles the first 40 years of South Plains College. Uh-huh. We were established in 1957 and graduated our first class in 1958. So a few years ago, we wanted to capture some of that history, and so we created this first edition of our history book. We're long overdue. We need volume two, but it's a fantastic book, and if you're familiar at all with the people of the South Plains, you'll recognize many names in that book.
Yes,
absolutely. It's really great.
And it has pictures.
It does.
Tom would like this book. Lots of pictures
in here.
Wow,
man, there's a picture on just about every other page.
I know. Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Where can we pick up a book if we're interested in getting one of these?
That would just be for me. Honestly, we have about 22 copies left, which is why you got one to split.
Oh.
Thanks.
So, yes, cold off the press, and it could definitely be a collector's item. But
awesome.
Lots of history at South Plains College and our home campus in Levelland. So.
And that would not be happening without the support of the surrounding communities, right?
Absolutely right.
So tell us about the golf tournament coming up.
We only have two fundraisers a year, and the South Plains College Foundation, which is a nonprofit, a registered 501c3, we gave away over $500,000 in scholarship support to our students last academic year.
Wow.
Yeah, our enrollment teeters right around 10,000, and the need is ever increasing. Cost of living goes up and commuting expenses go up and food costs, all that jazz. So the foundation anticipates we will award over $600,000 in scholarships.
That's fantastic.
It is. We draw a unique student. We're not Texas Tech or Wayland or LCU, and we really don't compete with them. We prepare students to transfer to them.
Mm-hmm.
But we also provide so many technical programs. Our students come in, they're in a year program, they received a certification, and then they go out and they are the base of the South Plains communities. There are firefighters and our paramedics and our nurses and our nurse aides. And so we draw a unique student. And so we know those students need significant scholarship support and financial aid. So the foundation does great work, managing millions of dollars in assets. And it's from the earnings that we're able to provide scholarships. So we're always trying to feed the base of our earnings. So that's why we have two fundraisers.
Yeah. And the programs, some of the programs that are interfacing and I guess permeating into like even LISD and some of the other places, construction programs and wind energy programs. And I can't remember the name of the lady we had on here. We had some lady on with a big job fair that was, connected with that.
Right. Well, even dual credit courses that high school kids are taking. My daughter will be doing that next year.
I bet so. We have thousands of students in dual credit programs, so.
tidbit. My wife got a CDA in child development many moons ago. She will be actually, she got that and then she got a degree from Wayland, a master's from Wayland, and she'll be defending her dissertation tomorrow.
Bless her.
Good. 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So, been
celebration
a long road.
Time for you guys.
Spiking a ball, spiking a punch. All right. I'll tell you what. We're going to take a break. We've got Julie Gerstenberger, South Plains College. We're going to be talking about the fundraising golf tournament, Lubbock Country Club. We'll be back. It's 8:15. Good morning. Julie Gerstenberger in the house with Lubbock's First News this morning with South Plains College, and they have a golf scramble that is coming up on June the 2nd at Lubbock Country Club. There are several reasons why I think that you should participate in this, not just as South Plains College, a great school and a great organization. But I have to tell you, good job, Gerstenberger.
Thank you.
Here's the deal. We've actually got a six-panel brochure that tells about the golf tournament and tells about South Plains College. I don't think that I've ever seen a brochure on a golf tournament that tells you what exactly, I mean, other
I know,
than
this
a,
is sharp.
Other than a one-liner deal that says, yeah, this is going to benefit Meals on Wheels or Toys for Tots or something like
that. This is well, very well done.
Oh, yeah. And it's
hosted
not,
by yeah. Citibank.
It is, yes.
And it wasn't printed on, you know, 18-pound blue paper.
We don't waste trees. We're green all over the place. Green, orange, and blue.
But anyway, this is nice. So tell us about the golf tournament and how people can get involved.
You know, people can get involved in a variety of ways. Of course, we've got team sponsorships. We'll be at the beautiful Lubbock Country Club on a beautiful Monday afternoon on June 2nd. But, not everyone is a golfer. For folks who might want to make a contribution to support scholarships, we have tee box sponsorships. Those are $250, and you get a beautiful, professionally made, of course, tee box sign to advertise you as an individual supporting scholarships or your business or your organization. So sponsorships from $250 all the way up to about $1,000. We have $1,000 sponsorships available. Those carry not only signage, but also a team. All of our other sponsorships have been taken, thank goodness. We're 2 weeks out and very fortunate to, again, have a pretty much a full slate of golfers and teams. We have room for 32 teams, and we have 24 confirmed right
now.
So there's still room to sign up.
Still room to sign up. Come sponsor, come play. If you need me to fill your team, I've got people knocking at the door.
And the proceeds go directly to scholarships.
100% of the proceeds go to scholarships.
Now, let me give you some strategic advice on how to participate in this scramble because this is a half day thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go to work and then have an early meeting and just kind of evaporate and never come back.
Yes.
Not until Tuesday.
Right.
So
a little tan. So I don't know what the meeting is going to have entailed. Yeah. So, but we can help you with sunscreen, caps, that kind of thing.
To protect your identity.
Yes, that's right.
It's going to be out at Lubbock Country Club, and I guess, does this involve lunch and stuff? Or
it does indeed. We provide lunch right after registration at 11:30 a.m., and we have a shotgun start at 12:30. The lovely and talented Christy Harden, South Plains College alum, is volunteering to help us a little bit. We have a little putting green game right before we have our shotgun start, but 18 holes, 12:30 until about 4:30, and then we feed you again with a heavy hors d'oeuvres and a nice little awards reception that is very brief. We realize that's key. After the round of golf, you want air conditioning, a cool drink, and brevity.
Yeah.
So we have those.
Short, sweet,
food
to
at
the
you.
Point.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, I'd have to say this is the first time I've ever gotten a personalized press release.
I know. This is great. Addressed just to us.
And after reading it, I was informed that this was not a press release per se, but an invitation to participate in the golf tournament, which I would love to do that. if we could escape and get away.
I know.
Yeah, that's the tough part. You know, we understand people have busy schedules. And so, you know, whether it's the golf tournament or not, people can always donate to scholarships at South Plains College. You can even do so online at southplainscollege.edu/donate. We are in the 21st century and have online giving.
Nice. Painless. And is that tax deductible?
It is indeed. There we are a certified nonprofit. Thank you for that. Yes.
Well, goody. All right. Some of the stuff that you brought today, appreciate that. You know, she comes bearing gifts. Actually, we got South Plains College cap. We have an official college pennant.
Yes.
And South Plains College Texans window decals for your automobile.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, you guys have recently gotten some pretty national, or I guess nationwide, worldwide attention with your track programs.
Yes.
And also basketball.
Mm-hmm. Well, both our men and women just won the NJCAA championships.
Again.
The national, again, 8th year in a row, I do believe. Men, yes, now are tied with Blinn College for the most consecutive national championships.
That would be my old stomping grounds.
Mine as well.
Did you go to Blinn?
I did indeed.
Awesome.
How about that?
Oh, we have to get together.
Oh,
I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll be back in a few minutes. Wow.
We are extremely fortunate. We have solid academic and technical programs, as well as our extracurricular programs are just top notch.
Well, and you've been known for your music program at South Plains College for years.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, originally it was bluegrass, but now we've expanded that. We even offer a degree in business management for commercial music.
Wow.
Yeah, them apples.
Now, this is interesting. Of course, Christy Harton, she's an anchor on KCBD. She's an alum, but her dad, were telling us, actually started one of the programs over there. Tell us about that.
Our country music program. And again, when we started that many, many years ago, the strength was bluegrass music. And boy, that's a niche.
Mm-hmm.
It is literally world famous. You know, you'll be walking across campus and hear a very interesting accent. And it's a student from Australia who is here just because of one of our music programs. So,
really?
Yeah. Good stuff. Really good stuff. Okay. Richie McDonald, lead singer of Lone Star, is one of our former students. Natalie Maines, of course, one of our former students. So they're everywhere. And we're very fortunate when they come back to be with us for things like our other fundraiser, which is our scholarship gala, which is usually a first Saturday of March event each year. But yeah, music is one of our anchor points.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have, Bethany Borba was in.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, she's a backup singer for a lot of different applications. But she actually is in the praise band at FCN.
Hmm.
Her and her husband, Sonny, you know, man, the guy can rip that guitar up, man.
Yeah. Both on faculty at South Plains College.
Yeah.
In fact, I brought you a little DVD of our commercial music program. Creative Arts is the greater title, and they are both on there.
Nice.
Yeah. Wonderful performers who are in turn wonderful teachers.
Yes.
Yeah.
And your nursing program is top notch.
Yes, it is. It is. Hope you're never in a facility that you know requires medical care. But if you are, ask your nurse where they went to school, and a whole bunch of them will say South Plains College.
Yeah.
So you're in good hands.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right. That golf tournament coming up June 2nd. Mm-hmm. If somebody wanted to put a team together, how do they go about doing that?
Please just give me a call. I'll provide you all the information. 894-9611 is our main number at the college.
And who do they ask for?
Julie Gerstenberger.
Ask for the Gerstenberger.
Yes.
You know, I actually knew that number. That's been 894-9611 for decades.
Oodles and gobs of years. Yeah.
Hey, Julie, thanks for coming in. Thanks for bringing us the goodies.
Yeah.
You got swag.
Appreciate
fantastic.
That. Finally meeting the Gerstenberger. What a surprise. Hey, thank you very much.